Brimful of Asher, that's Corner Shop on Nova 103.5. There is a giant vehicle parked in the parking lot. It is actually quite amazing. A massive truck by the name of Betsy, who is going to be doing, has done some driving, is going to be doing a lot more driving. Numinous Expeditions, Robin and Yolandi Lewis are busy driving around. We are country four on a 64 country world tour. I've got Robin in the studio with me this morning. Well, I got Yolandi as well, but she's sitting at the back. She doesn't want to talk. Morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning, man.
How are you doing?
We very well, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us a bit about, you guys are driving around, your initiative's called Matches on the Map, the world's first intercontinental stem cell donor awareness and recruitment drive.
Messages.
That's not something that most kids sort of dream about doing when they grow up. How did this come about?
I think the traveling bit, but not signing people up as stem cell donors. It came about when I got diagnosed with blood cancer in 2018. Uh-huh. Also have a rare genetic disease called Fanconi anemia that leads up to different types of cancers in my life, or hopefully not, but it might.
Sure.
But that meant I had to go through a stem cell transplant for the blood cancer. I only had one match in the world, and without that person, I wouldn't be alive today chatting to you guys. And we've met many other people in the same situation, but they didn't have matches. Unfortunately, all of them passed away.
Oof.
So that was the spark that really led us to doing what we're doing.
Okay. So if we're country four, where all have you been so far?
So we've done Eswatini, South Africa, Lesotho, and now you guys are the first big one out of South Africa. So Namibia, next up is Angola.
Okay, cool. And how has, I don't want to say like reception, how have you been sort of received as you go about? Is it something that people understand? I mean, like stem cell donations, I can imagine there's a lot of people that understand blood transfusion, things like that. But when it starts coming to stem cells, it gets a bit complicated. What is the understanding like out there?
So communities have really opened their arms when we came into town, especially with Betsy. There's always smiles involved, but it does take some explaining. So
yeah.
If you say stem cell donation or bone marrow donation, most people still think invasive lumbar punch type style, whereas it's actually very simple and non-invasive. It's a blood process. So blood goes from the one arm through a stem cell filtration machine, then the blood goes back into your other arm. They take the stem cells that they filtered out and they transplant that into the patient. Your body always produces stem cells, so it will keep reproducing. You're not losing anything. They give you a stimulant. This is not only if you've been found to be somebody's life-saving match, but they give you a stimulant to up your stem cell production, so you got too much in your body. They just take it out. It takes about 4 to 6 hours, and then after that process you can go back home. You've got no serious side effects. And you get to meet the person after about 3 years. So you just they wait 3 years just to make sure that that patient gets through the process. But most people, if they do find a match, there's probably only going to be one in the world.
Sure.
We've heard about people with two or three matches, but that's like striking the lotto two or three times.
So have you met your donor?
Yes, I was very lucky. You've got a 30% chance of somebody in your immediate family being a match. I didn't have a 100% match. Most people rely on a 100% unrelated donor match, whereas if you don't have one like that, they'll be looking at a haploidentical match, which is a 50% match in your family. Like I said, only 30% chance of that happening. Mine was my sister. With a 50% match, unfortunately, it might mean that there'll be some complications. So usually the patient will only spend about a month in isolation. I spent about 5 months in isolation with all the complications. Not just myself, my wife here next to me, she also she did the whole trip through hospital journey with me. So hopefully we can find people some 100% matches. The chances of finding a match is really slim. So Caucasian individuals, they've got a 1 to 100,000 chance, whereas all of the other races throughout the world started 1 to 400,000.
Sure.
Now the important thing is just because there's not as much diversity signed up to the registry, whereas in Africa there's not a lot of registry organizations signing people up. In South Africa, we partnered up with the South African Bone Marrow Registry, the first accredited with the World Marrow Donor Association in Africa, and they've taken on the journey with us to try and put up the SADC countries databases. So add diversity to those databases, bring up the numbers, especially in Namibia. You guys only have about 800 people signed up in the country, whereas in South Africa, the SABMR is about 80,000. So probably a little bit more now. Sure. But yeah, we're looking at upping those numbers for Namibia.
And I mean, obviously, if you're carrying on, you're doing 64 countries, it's an intercontinental thing. So do the different registries share information with each other so that, for example, you know, if there is somebody that lives in Belgium that is a match, that they would be able to let somebody in South Africa and Namibia know that there's somebody...
That's the lovely thing about it. So they'll look in your own country first to see if you've got a match. So in South Africa, for instance, they'll look on the SABMR or on all the other registries, figures or database. If they can't find somebody on that database, they'll go international. So all of the registries can tap into that database and kind of see. And then they'll liaise with each other and try and organize something so that match can be made.
Mm. Speaking of about the matching itself, then, I mean, with blood again, there's a bit more understanding. You've got your different blood types, and that's what helps with the matching to be able to get a blood donation. How complicated is a stem cell match? What are they looking for?
So what you'll be doing is you'll first get yourself onto the registry. So you'll go through an exclusion criteria to make sure that you can actually sign up as a stem cell donor. You just got to be in general good health. And then you fill out an application form. You do two swabs, saliva swabs in the mouth, and that's how they test it. So it's called an HLA type test, and it's got a lot to do with the white blood cells. So not the red blood cells, whereas the red blood cells, you've got O negative and all of those types of groups. In the white blood cells, you've got thousands of groups. So that's what they're going to be specifically testing for, and it comes out looking like almost like a GPS coordinate, which they put onto the database. And if ever a patient gets ill with or diagnosed with blood cancer, there's actually more than 70 different diseases that can lead up to a stem cell transplant. Blood cancer or leukemia is just the most generally well-known one. But then they'll put the match together, they'll contact the donor, and they'll try and organize and facilitate that donor goes out to the donation center and does the process.
Okay. Talking about the South African Bone Marrow Registry, who is the local partner here in Namibia?
Fantastic people. It's the Cancer Association of Namibia. We got together with them a couple of days ago. They started kicking things off in Windhoek, invited us out to an event on the 23rd, inviting the public out to come and sign up, listen to the talk. So definitely a great group and a great organization to work with. They've been very supportive in our drive.
Okay. I've seen you guys are very active on social media, so people can find you there and sort of follow the journey. But where can we, let's say Windhoek for now, because you're here talking to us in Windhoek, where can we find you and Betsy in the next couple of days?
So it's all going to be in Windhoek. The only public event we've got scheduled at the moment is on the 23rd at the La Vie Cafe. But then we are hoping that businesses, groups of people, young between the ages of 16 and 45, maybe sporting groups, schools, will invite us over to do a group educational talk. It takes about 5 minutes. And then those people that want to sign up, it's free of charge. It stays free of charge until the age of 60. You stay on the database and then it'll take you off automatically. From here on out, from Windhoek, hopefully we'll do Wolfers Bay, Swakopmund, and then move on to Otjiwarongo. Am I saying that right? At the moment, we're staying at the Urban Camp, who's given us an awesome two-week stay for free, which helps a lot in our journey. It's self-funded, so all of the free stays that we can get, we definitely make use of, and it's a fantastic place to work from. And we do have some members of the public, I can't invite everybody to come over to the campsite, coming over this afternoon to sign up as stem cell donors, which is amazing.
Okay.
But as soon as we got events scheduled or different businesses lined up or whatever, or public events, we'll definitely make it loud and proud on our website or on our social media pages.
And otherwise, I assume people can still just get in touch with the Cancer Association as well and find out via them.
Definitely. They'll be willing to share our information, our contact details. I'm sure that we'd be able to share it through these sites. But we are numinous expeditions, but most people find that very difficult to spell. So if you Google matches Matches on the Map. That's the project's name. If you Google Matches on the Map, you should come across the Numinous Expeditions, either website, social media pages, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
Okay. One thing that I wanted to talk about that's actually got nothing to do with the stem cells, but has a lot to do with your journey. You've got this massive truck that you're driving all over the place. Obviously, we are all very climate conscious at the moment, and you're worried about emissions. And Betsy runs on used cooking oil.
That's it. She runs on used cooking oil, and that's actually the secret to the success. If we had to run on diesel, as I mentioned, we fund the project ourselves through the making and selling of handmade products. We take photos of campsites and all of that, but that's not nearly enough to fund our fuel.
Yeah.
So we had to come up with a plan to make the mission possible. We converted it to run on used cooking oil. So each town and community we get to, we make sure to go to restaurants, fast food establishments, and we try and ask if they have some used cooking oil lying around that they're not planning on doing anything with. They usually end up donating that cooking oil. We pump it straight into the tank and we can keep going. So that's what gets us from one town to the next.
What kind of mileage did you get on cooking oil?
So on the truck, it's a, just keep in mind, it's a 10.5 ton truck. Right. So she goes at 3 kilometers per liter. So it's very heavy. So if you take a 20 liter of cooking oil, that'll get us about 60 kilometers. So usually we've got about a capacity of 250 liters of cooking oil, and we try and make it full to the brim as soon as we leave out of a town. And take us to the next town. Yeah.
And does she smell like fish and chips?
She does. she does. But not at the first go. So you start up on diesel, then you heat up the engine using the diesel. And then as soon as the engine's hot, we use the engine's hot water to heat up the cooking oil. It changes the viscosity of the cooking oil. And then eventually we can open up a tap inside of the cab that runs, that lets the engine run off the cooking oil tank. And as soon as we get to a campsite, about 5 minutes before we get there, we swap back over to diesel just to flush the line so we can start up easily the next morning. That's how the system works. So we make sure to try and keep those tanks full to the brim. Otherwise we've got to run on diesel, and obviously that's very expensive.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having come in to chat to us. As you said, it's Numinous Expeditions, but otherwise just search for Matches on the Map. There is a post on the Cancer Association of Namibia's Facebook page at the moment. We'll be sharing this again on the podcast, and we'll post some of that information on our Facebook page as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
And enjoy the rest of the, what's it, 10 years?
It's 10 years full time. We've got about 8.5 years left to go. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome.